Basically, we're going to go. We're
Sorry,
recording.
but I
If you
had
don't want to be seen on the recording, turn your camera off. So I'm going to run down the traffic issues we've been talking about, which is mostly about the cut-through traffic on Ridgewood Place and Will
place of work.
Drive. And we have had a conversation with Council District 13, and they've come up with some solutions. And we really want to hear everyone's thoughts on them and see if anyone has any additional suggestions, because they don't necessarily think of everything. And we'd also like to hear about if there are any other traffic issues in the neighborhood that we aren't aware of. And by the end of the meeting, I hope we have an idea of what our next step should be, sort of really take a temperature on some of these ideas that they're suggesting. So just housekeeping, let's all stay on mute until we go through everything, and then I'm going to open it up for discussion. So first of all, I just want to introduce the traffic committee on this Zoom. We've got, hello, Bob Reeves, myself, Sarah Bynum, and Brian Turr, and we are all on Wilton Drive. And then we have Kate Korsmeer, Michonne Nix, and Nona Friedman, who are up on Ridgewood. Nona couldn't be here tonight, and neither could Sarah. But I think that's everyone else. I'll just get right to it. In September, we had a Zoom meeting with Council District 13 to talk about the cut-through traffic on Wilton Place and Wilton Drive. Bob and I had already given them a heads up on our concerns with that. And so Rogelio Pardo, who is the traffic and infrastructure deputy for our council member, had come up with a variety of solutions, which he proposed to us. And I'm going to go through them with everyone real quick. But in the chat, I wrote it all in a Google Doc, so you guys don't have to furiously take notes. You can just click on that and then pull that up on another window or look at it later if you want. Hold on, let me put this dog away. He might need the key. Sorry, too much information. Okay. So the issue we saw is primarily this cut-through traffic. And basically what these cars do is they don't stop at any of the stop signs. The council at Ridgewood, the one at Wilton Drive and Wilton Drive and Ridgewood. So that's sort of three-way point. And Ridgewood and First Street. And there's a com absolute complete disregard of the speed limit as they come flying down the street. And then in front of Brian's house, he has the lucky place of them sort of recklessly flying down and around that curve, which is kind of a blind curve, so it's incredibly dangerous for pedestrians. So this is about getting drivers to try and behave well, and they're just not. It's just not safe. So CD13 presented a variety of solutions, and I'm going to go through them real quick, and then we can just go through them each by, and everyone can give me a sense of thumbs up, thumbs down, any thoughts, and plus any other ideas. So the first one was, is they suggested at Wilton Place and First Street in front of Brian and Sheila's house there at the island, closing the southbound entrance to Wilton Drive from Wilton Place. You still will be able to access that section of Wilton Drive. It would just be through the south side of the island. So it would be more of a 90-degree turn onto Wilton Drive rather than that beautiful chute that sends you flying into people's front yards. We agreed, thought it was a good idea. They're going to ask DOT to explore designs and timeline, giving existing resource constraints. That's their word, which basically means they have no money. Anything we decide to do or want ask them to move forward with would involve bollards and paint. There are no pretty traffic islands available to us anymore. So we can explore that option. The second thing is at Wilton Drive and Second Street, creating a forced right turn. So all traffic that ends up on Wilton Drive will have to go westbound on Second Street. They will not merge back onto Wilton Place. So it could help people on South Wilton Place, and that those people trying to cut through will not be able to merge back onto Wilton Place. Once again, we thought that was a pretty good idea. And they asked us to engage with our neighbors to socialize the idea, which is why we're all here tonight, to see what everyone thinks. And they're going to ask DOT to explore designs and timeline given existing resource constraints. Once again, the solution would be made with bollards and paint if we decide to move forward with that. The third one was to shorten the traffic light cycle at Wilton Drive and Second Street. So that would be the light, not the one on Wilton Place, not the one on Second Street, but the one where Wilton Drive goes on to Wilton Place. Shorten that light cycle to make it challenging for people during those peak hours. It would only be during the peak hours of 4 to 7. They are going to ask DOT to determine the shortest possible cycle and implement. It's sort of an easy way to try and see if this discourages driver, but it's easily reversed if we find it's not effective. We can go back to whatever the light cycle is right now. And then the last thing they suggested is putting no turns onto Council at rush hour. So if you're heading southbound, down Wilton, turning right onto Council. Or if you're on Beverly, turning left onto Ridgewood at peak hours. We asked if we could have signs that restricted those turns. Council office did not like that idea. They did not feel it would be effective because there won't, unless there's consistent enforcement. We don't really agree with that, and we want to continue pushing them on that. They suggested speed humps as a possibility. Which I'll talk about in a second, but that's something where we definitely disagreed with the council office on their suggestion. For the speed humps, Bob and I think all of us agree this should be something that handled each block should handle it themselves. You know, no one on any other block should decide some other block gets speed humps. So each block, if you want speed humps, you know, I'm actually going to drop a link in to the city program. There's an application process. Your street has to meet certain criteria. And the application window currently is closed, but we did hear from Rogelio that I think they expect it to open November. Anyone can correct me here if I'm wrong on that. You can also email the DOT's program administrators directly and get on their sort of email list, and then they'll let you know when that opens. They did say if you want to get speed humps, it helps to get the local neighborhood council to help submit the application. Hold on for a second. Someone is trying to get on the Zoom. Is someone in the waiting room, Bob?
Oh yeah, there are several. I'm sorry. I should have done that.
Okay.
Okay. I've just admitted all.
Okay. I'm going to resubmit these links I put so everyone. I got it. We're getting them in. Hi, everyone. Hi, Nona. Hi, Tom. Hi, Bruce. I just put in the chat a link to a document of the possible cut through traffic solutions that we got from CD13. We just sort of went over them real quick. I'm down on the last item, which is enforcement. CD13 said they're going to request speed enforcement on Ridgewood Place between Beverly and First between the hours of 4 and 7 as available. I personally have not observed any enforcement. I don't know if anyone of you up there on Ridgewood has seen any enforcement. So, okay, Kate shaking your head. No, it's been about a month, so that's something we should push them on. So anyway, I'm going to go back to the top, and what I would love is for everyone to just sort of share your thoughts on this, closing the southbound entrance to Wilton Drive from Wilton Place. Are people thinking, anyone feel no or yes or indifferent? Feel free to
I think it would be
unmute.
great.
Okay. Thank you,
Just
Nona.
like
Would be
Jefferson
great.
and
Yes.
Six, they did it. One of the
Where in
pictures.
six?
Hudson and Six, they closed it off. It's one of the pictures I.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes, Nona was driving around the neighborhood taking all sorts of pictures of things.
I didn't get that. Sixth and what, Nona?
I believe it's Hudson,
Sixth and Hudson.
right
Okay.
after the curve.
Yeah, it is, because I go that way to work. Another curve. The curves seem to be a problem. But does anyone have any feelings against it? Like they think it's a terrible idea. All right,
Could you
that's
repeat
good.
what the issue is here? Which option?
Closing that section of right where you're heading south down Wilton Place and you get to First Street, you can take that fork to the right to go onto Wilton Drive. So they're talking, the council suggested closing that.
Yeah, people come, speeding down Wilton. There's a few thoughts. One of them is they think that they're gonna beat the traffic around the curve, so they take the soft right in front of my place and continue to speed through, and then whip around to the left onto Ridgewood, or what is where Ridgewood and Wilton meet, and then continue down and then get stuck at the light. Or they just come whipping through and don't stop at all using that extra lane and cut in and try to get in front of the traffic that's already stopped at the stoplight.
Well, it's like they're trying to go south, right? Like it's everybody going,
Correct.
yeah. To me,
About
I
half
would just.
go south onto Wilton Place. A good many of them go right into Windsor Square, paying no attention to the no right on red, of course.
Yeah, they're turning left when they come around that little.
Oh no! Yeah, they come through the island. For some reason, the council office calls it a pork chop. But anyway,
Okay.
they come through that in front of Ryan's.
Yeah.
Then there's the three-way stop where Wilton turns south, and I've described them as some of them actually wave at the stop sign. That's about as much
Yeah.
acknowledgement as they make of it, and then zip on down south. I had some guy passed me on Wilton Drive, just roaring past the other day, all to beat one or two cars at the light.
Allison, can I present? Oh, I'm disabled from presenting.
I wanted to just say that we, because we have, it seems to be, because I'm also thinking about inconvenience for all of us who live here, but that one feels so minimal because you have First Street, like, so I don't see any downside to
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's doing nothing but saving some kids who's going to run across the street and get killed at rush hour.
Right.
Yeah.
I do
These
use
are
it. I'll say that I do use it, but I'm willing to give up using it if it would stop these people.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
think it would also help with some of the, not that this is that conversation, but it will also help with some of the prostitution at night too,
It might be. Yeah.
because they come and they just park right there.
Right.
And they park in front of my place. They park on the opposite side of the camps right before you make the left. They park in front of the camps.
Yeah, because you don't have the, they like the streets with no front of the house right there.
Correct. That's
Yeah.
right. Let's stay on topic with traffic here. Yeah, Bob. I know. I just
I understand that these things do bleed over into one another.
they
It would
do.
help in innumerable ways and slow down the traffic and lessen the traffic in the neighborhood because people wouldn't be able to cut through.
The problem is, of course, that streets are made for people to go on, and we cannot adopt and are not advocating adopting a program to prevent people from using the street.
No, not at all.
And anybody who people who are moving in that direction are going to be disappointed. What we're trying to do is control the idiots, begging your pardon, who simply ignore the fact that this is a neighborhood, that there are children, that there are seniors, that there are families who may be in the street, are completely disrespectful of any idea of safety of the people who are here. And so this is our goal, whether it be Ridgewood, whether it be Wilton Drive, whether it be Wilton Place, is to make it to control the people who unfortunately need controlling and to wave happily at the ones who are respectful.
Traffic calming, I think they call it. Yeah. And the only other thing I would add too in favor of this is the things that they're willing to support feel like things that are going to be much easier to accomplish, and they are willing to support this.
I'm very encouraged that Allison, you've got the impression that they're willing to try experiments. You said bollards and paint, reversible things rather than major construction. My impression, you're muted, Allison.
Oh,
My impression
sorry.
has been that they were not willing, that our first discussion with Rogelio was that he was not interested in experimentation and trying things. If something that we try something and it doesn't work, we can take it back and revert to what we had before. But we'll never know if it work if it's going to work until we try it. In my, I guess
Yeah, so this was a surprise, yeah, when they said.
my training
They
is
seemed open to it.
where you experiment and try things, and if it works, it works. But
Okay.
you aren't
Well,
committed to.
let's move on to the next one, which was ex Oh, Brian, you wanted to share your
Oh,
screen?
that's okay. No, it's all
Okay.
right. I think everybody knows
Okay.
where, maybe people don't know where my
Okay.
mouse is. I was just going to show the cut through, just visually show people, but it's
So,
okay.
okay.
this is Jim. I have one question, Allison. So
Yes,
they're
please.
willing to experiment to block the little funny quick turn onto Wilton Drive heading southbound on Wilton at first, right? But then they still allow you to make a 90-degree right-hand turn, right? After the little triangle. Is that true? Or
Yes. They,
okay.
you know, I don't know if they didn't
Well,
use the words experiment. They
I mean,
said, yeah, they
they're not going
wanted.
to change the curbs and gutters and no. So they're willing to put
No.
up bollards and that's good.
Yeah.
I live on the southern, I live south, and so Mary and I have been working not separately intentionally, but separately with the same people on other issues, most to do with big trucks and speeding and demolished cars. But what I would say is to me, this would make sense from a traffic calming because it would basically anybody who from now on chooses to use Wilton to connect from the 101 to the 10, it will just get slower, which is okay because so I would even though this will impact me, I know other ways. I would suggest that's a great idea to try to do that, and we'll see what they come up with. I would say any traffic calming measures that we can take. Because technically, Wilton Drive, the city will close streets that don't connect. They will close them.
What do
But
you
they
mean, close?
well, effectively, if a street doesn't go anywhere, right? It doesn't fulfill a purpose to move people through the city. So Wilton Drive's that part of it heading east west, it doesn't go anywhere. So I think it's
That's
okay if
true.
they're willing to do it, have them at the corner put four or five bollards in that thing and drive everyone to the lane southbound. So everyone will be going
Great.
southbound.
Okay, that's good to hear. So the next one was a forced right turn at Second Street. So this would send everyone into Windsor Square, which they might not be such a fan of. But it would, if people were determined to cut through, they're not going to cut through because they wouldn't be successful. And if anyone was cutting through with a plan to head west, they would probably be fine with it. You know, this is something that will sort of dramatically affect the people who live on Wilton Drive as far as our traffic, personal traffic patterns for heading to the 10, as you pointed out, James. I always take Wilton Place down there, so I might
Yeah.
have to go north to go south or take a different route.
I would just say that's going to be
Can
one hard to
Allison?
enforce. So, but
Y
it's a good idea. It's
yes.
a good idea, but it's hard to enforce. It's sort of like at Beverly, there's two lanes. One is right and one is straight, and no one obeys those. So I would say that it's worth trying, but I don't know how they would enforce that.
Yeah, that is once again, it's good.
Allison,
Yes,
I have
John,
one
please.
question. If you're coming down Ridgewood and you're at that light, somehow or other, you're going to have to be able to make a right turn. So you're going to have to get a green at some point. Some people are just going to go straight through once they get that
They,
green.
Yeah, what they're going to do is they're going to put bollards and paint to make it, if obviously, yes, if someone is very determined, they will go start to go right and then go left and rejoin the Wilton Place.
So that means
As you pointed
also,
out, James.
yeah,
Oh,
you
go on.
also means you, Allison, you then can't, you guys also up there cannot make a left.
Yes.
So I think it's worth trying, but I think that's a tough one. But anyway, that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, I think, oh, go on, Nona.
I mean, I think it would be awesome if we could just close it, like just not like make it a cul-de-sac, end
Yeah,
it right
but
there.
so here's the thing about that is, so this is Jim here. So the thing is, although I said that Wilton Drive East West really doesn't go anywhere, Wilton Drive North South does. So closing that is probably not going to happen. But that's just, I'm not telling you no. I'm just saying, fire department, police department, all these people, they all get to weigh in on this. So what I heard is the idea was to make it at the, to stripe it, put bollards and encourage people, sign it that you can't go straight or make a left, but you would make a right and head westbound on 2nd Street, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
So.
Oh, Bob, by the way, Barbara is in the waiting room, if you can
Oh,
let her
thank you.
in.
Yeah.
So James, have you, it sounds like you've worked with the city a lot on traffic issues, that I mean you seem to
No,
have a
not a
sense.
lot, but I've worked on it enough to know that there are things that you can do and you can get support for, and there are things that just won't happen. For years, the fire department told us on South Wilton Place, because of the status of our street, the fire department would not support speed bumps. But then, funny enough, is now we have two speed bumps on the Wilton Place between 1st and 2nd Street, which forever they told us they wouldn't do. So, yeah, so the city has lots of weird rules. Like when you have a street that doesn't go through and you have a school, that they will close streets. But all I was saying was, is I think closing streets is a bad idea, but traffic calming is a great idea. So closing, restricting Wilton Drive East West, that seems like a good approach. The one where the north part of Ridgewood heads into Wilton Drive, closing that might be very, very difficult. But restricting the south end that, to those movements may be possible, because police and fire can go anywhere they want. But yeah, I'm supportive
Yeah.
of any kind of mitigation for speeding that we can do,
Yeah.
and encouraging people to take Western, which is designed to take way more traffic north and south than Wilton Place. I would
Yes,
be.
I
And
absolutely
of
agree.
course, Marion had been focused on the fact that Wilton Place between 2nd and 3rd Street is so wide that anybody who enters that block decides that they can use their electric car to hit top speed. So we have a death at the 3rd Street thing. We've had numerous totaled cars and accidents. So anything we can do from Beverly down here to improve, and even above Beverly, would be good too, because we do connect the freeways, but people have to realize that if you take this direct route, you're going through residential neighborhoods and you can't really exceed the speed limit. But they do.
Yes, they do. They do, but we need to discourage it.
Yeah,
I think the
absolutely.
bollards will help with this. So it's also a physical, not barrier, but impediment. So if it was just a light or a sign that people will ignore, that's one thing. But there'll be, even if it's not everybody, like the worst scofflaws will still go around the bollards or whatever. I think you will get a reduction.
Yes, I agree. And this was the big idea that the council office really was pushing us, like this is the
This is the
this will
true.
dramatically increase decrease the issue, though. So then the shortened traffic light cycle, I feel like that's just, if we do the forced right, then that's not really an issue anymore, and it can go back to whatever the timing is on that. But
And Allison, sorry, but didn't they say they were going to do that right away? Like that was a thing they could
they
do.
they did they did and I haven't noticed, but I tend to avoid driving at rush hour if I can. So I don't sit at that intersection, but maybe I'll sit there one day and see if there has been a change. But we can follow up.
As do all sane people. But I would that could be done if it hasn't been done. That could be done with just sending out one set of traffic engineers to reset lights, and it's again something that might help. If it won't help the first day, but after a week of people piled up on Wilton Drive from Second Street all the way up to Beverly, or they'll get the picture. And
Yes. I'd like to think so. And then maybe that's enough, but I don't think it will be. Because people do run red lights.
And there's already on some days at rush hour, it already does back up pretty far, actually.
It does more and more every year.
What's
Okay, and
this
then
though about?
go on.
I was just
Yeah.
going to ask about speed humps. Is that a thing?
I touched on it, and I can touch on it again, just because you weren't on, Tom. Speed humps are something each block would apply for it. And there's a whole process. You have to meet certain criteria. And if you meet the criteria, the city does a feasibility study. And if your block meets the feasibility study, I don't know the details of it. I can, I think you missed the link. I will drop the link in again for the program, and you can look it up. If your block meets the feasibility, then a petition is taken around, and two-thirds of the block need to approve speed bumps. Humps, not bumps, humps.
And Allison, though, you didn't need a majority. Did he end up saying, is it two-thirds?
He, the impression I had originally was one person on the block can just
Yeah,
get
that's what
speed
he
humps for
said.
the whole block. But then when I actually started reading the process, it said, no, you need to get a petition. So,
And can I just add a couple things, Allison, only from the
yes, please.
details? So there's one application period per year. You need to find out when it is, and it's like a mystery, but we think it'll open in November. You put in your application, and each district gets like 4 to 5 applications approved out of like, what do they say, like 25 to 50 submitted. So the chances of being approved are low, but he thought in our instance, if we had neighborhood support and then had their offices support, it was like a little vague, but that our chances were higher. I just wanted to give that context too.
Yes, that was absolutely everything he said. But each block's got to decide that. I mean, personally, I am not a fan of speed humps, but that's, I have it's, totally selfish reasons for that, because I have a car with a very low suspension. So anyway, let's see. Oh, so the restricted turns. No turn onto Council, no turn onto Ridgewood at rush hour. He really tried to shut us down and not talk about it, but we really think it's worth trying and pursuing. I mean, we know there are certainly people that are scofflaws. They're not going to listen, even if there is enforcement. Even if they get caught once, they're going to still do it. But I do think there's a certain percentage of people who, like myself, if I see it, even if I want to, I won't make the turn, which will reduce, I think, not all the cars, but some of the cars. So I think it's worth us pushing. I throw it out to you guys. I know Nona has thoughts on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, especially during like peak morning and afternoon rush hour, that would be extremely helpful. And it certainly is all over the neighborhood. I mean, I did that quick drive, and it's up and down Beverly at June and Las Palmas, and I can't remember, and it's up and down Third Street at Plymouth. I don't remember all of them, but I mean, it's a lot. And I think that they do it because people are cutting through all the time and they're speeding and they're being reckless. And I just feel like it's not like when it's like, when is someone going to get hit? Not if, like it's going to happen because the
Yes.
streets are narrow. It's not like they're wide streets.
Exactly
Anyway,
right. They're
so
40 feet wide. I looked it up.
So
There
I'm
you go.
totally in favor, even if it inconveniences me of not having turning right and left off Beverly and off Wilton.
I would certainly
Okay.
like to support those. We have a four or five proposals that are sort of focused on Wilton Drive, and very few ideas that focus on Ridgewood. And I really think we need to see what we can do for them, because they have the same problem of people cutting through. Rat runs, I think, is a great name for this sort of stuff, and
So,
doing everything
Bob,
they can to beat, two cars to the light at second. And all right, so they beat two cars and get home 1/2 second earlier or something like that. But at the cost eventually, Nona, you're absolutely right, eventually of somebody getting seriously hurt, or as I think John said a few minutes ago, somebody's car getting smashed, somebody's porch having a new occupant with four wheels, and things like that. So
I'd like to
I think we should try that one.
I know that these are the suggestions the council district came up with, and we came up with a couple, but I know there are other ideas out there. And Dana, can I ask you to share the idea you want, or I can share it, which I you came up with, which I thought was an excellent suggestion.
The calming circles, I think, I was reading about them, how they're reduce speed and increase safety. There could be, I know they're not going to give us a pretty one, it sounds like, but we could maybe try and beautify it in our own way. But I thought it would at least be a cement circle, rather than just the bollards, is that how you what they are? Yeah, something like that, which is not pretty. And but if it slows people down and we could keep the stop at council and then make it a yield for the other two directions, the north and south, and then also a big calming circle at First and Ridgewood would also be, I think, a great idea, because driving through West Hollywood, they've got so many, and it feels calming just to drive through them, actually. But they're not really elaborate, but they're nice. And then also at Council, I know a no turn sign everyone's going to ignore, but if we blocked off just that lane going east and leave the lane going west open. Does that make sense? Yeah. No, I'm sorry, opposite. Exact opposite.
You're muted, Allison.
Thank you. So I'm envisioning I'm driving south down Wilton. I cannot turn right onto Council, but if I lived where Kate does, or on Council, and I'm heading east on Council, I could turn. I'm free to exit onto Wilton Place.
Yes.
Go left or right.
You're saying make
Interesting.
Council one way is I think what they're saying. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great idea, Dana, and I
Okay.
like the circles too.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm
Council.
For anything, I wonder if they can do a circle at a three-way intersect. That doesn't go through. It's a T stop at
It could
Council and
be,
Ridgewood.
it would just, yeah, they would just circle around. They would have to come from Beverly, like they'll hit the circle and then they'll just slowly have to go around and go straight. It doesn't mean you have to go around the circle. It just means you could do half circle.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't know if they're like that small. And then also, like, I think Michonne's driveway is there. She can be able to like back out of her driveway and pull
I
up
was
the hedge.
about to sort of bring up my driveway might be a big
Yeah.
issue. And having been the end of a my somebody tried to make my tea pass
Yeah.
through a year ago. If you're not aware of that. Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the circle, but I like the idea of the circle and I know what you're talking about in West Hollywood, but it certainly could affect the drive
But
the use of the driveway.
First Street down
First Street down,
there.
yeah, down there, slowing things. They didn't
I really
suggest
like
this
the
to
idea.
us. And so I feel like we're going to have to push because that means neither LADOT nor the district office were thinking this was an option. So just flagging that.
Yeah.
Has
And
anyone had Jane? Oh, go on.
oh, I was just going to say, so if, and even that one at first, it could still be a four-way stop with a circle, or it could be a yield at every corner. But the
And they do
stop,
have
I
a
think,
lot
would
of
slow
those.
things more.
They do have a lot of those in West Hollywood. I've seen those in the middle of the neighborhood sections. And I assume that was to literally, slow things down.
Yeah, south of Melrose, that street, I forget the name of it, running from San, is it San Vicente to La Cienega?
Yeah,
Yeah,
there's
they have
also
a
one though
few.
on the Poinsettia north of Santa Monica. I used to, my office used to be right over there, and there's in that neighborhood really sort of slowed it down. I'm happy to go take some photos too.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah,
there's
I
some
took
like on
that.
Hawthorne too, or right around there, like
Yeah, I
near.
was looking. The one I took is on Oakwood and Hayworth or something, which I believe is in the city of LA. The thing about West Hollywood is it's its own city. So obviously they love the little traffic, calming circles. But like you said, Kate, they did not bring this up as a possible solution. So it may be something. James, do you have any experience with calming circles?
Roundabouts and so yeah, I
Okay.
mean, in the U.S., all those things are kind of new. And so what I remember about the first and Ridgewood Place intersection was before we got rid of this four-way stop and it came back. But do you remember that?
We were
I think we're talking about those
talking.
two intersections, right? So the one
Yeah.
at First Street and then one north. I think the one north, although it sounds like it would interfere with someone's driveway.
Absolutely.
But actually, those things, because I ride my bike from my house to downtown, so I take 4th Street. So I know a lot about biking streets and about calm streets. And they work in some places, they don't work in others. Here, they might just be a target, but I think the deal with the First Street thing was we had a period of time when we got rid of the four-way stop, and then people were blowing through, and then we put the four-way stop, and then they stopping.
Yeah.
And so the thing with that is north south is narrower, the right of way is narrower, and then east west is wide. So it's just tricky because everyone going north south stops for sure, but the people go east west. I mean, they don't even
You're
see the
right.
stop signs. So this is where, like, even though I'm not a big fan of I hate the Van Ness speed bumps because they will break your transit.
Oh my
So
gosh, yes.
and so I don't know. There's a guy on that street that apparently I need to personally sue because it's just too abrupt. But I think speed humps because basically you just need to slow people down so they will make the stop. You could put a circle in the middle, but what I'm hearing is the city was not a fan of those little things, right? Is that true? I
Well, we didn't
mean,
even bring it up because
oh,
we
okay.
didn't know that
Right.
this would be a new idea we would bring to them.
I
And they might
just
have not
wonder.
brought it up because they don't like them.
Yeah, that's could be my
Well, or
guess.
just because he's lazy and doesn't want to do anything like that.
no one wants to do anything, but I was just thinking practically because the weird thing about the east-west streets is no one really faces them. I mean, there's bits and pieces where people face it, so you don't have a real group of people, but that street is tough because I think people will go fast. And you can sign it and you can put a circle in the middle, but I don't know that will dissuade people. The only thing that seems to sway people is the fear of losing their oil pan off the bottom of their low car. But That I've heard that process, because you do it street by street, is tricky. So it's worth trying all these things. It's all about making a hierarchy so that you can really achieve the things that would be effective at calming traffic and slowing things down. And as a person who rides his bike, except during the winter, people do not slow down. There's and they're running red lights and stop signs all the time. So I think all the physical barriers, impediments to moving quickly, are the best. But I think
I'd
signs are
agree
good.
with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I always think if we could just get some of those, what is it, barriers, just set them
Yeah.
up in the middle of
Boom.
our street.
That's
Just
what
leave it
we
there.
blew past the one that we had. So the city gave me one for a little while, and one day it was just shattered in the middle of the street. We still sort of have it propped together, but it's yeah, the traffic killed it. Is there any advantage to on that light that you just mentioned, James, adding any sort of flash to the stop sign? Anything that sort of deters the people, the fact that people do blow through that stop sign at Ridgewood Place and First, is there any advantage to asking for some sort of flashing light?
I know there are places in the city where they have flashing
Yeah.
lights to pair with the
Well, we
stop
have one
sign.
at Wilton Place and
Yeah.
First. That's
Yeah.
actually a flashing for the north south.
You do,
But
yeah.
I don't know that it, I mean, I'm not a traffic engineer. I'm just an architect. I'm not sure they do it on this side street, which doesn't have a lot of eyes on anyone. I think people just go through at night. They do that on Wilton Place at Second Street. I watched the, we got that flashing red put in, but like, I mean, if you put a movie camera up there, you're just amazed to see what happens. But so the thing is, the flashing red is more like a target. I think it's a dark black thing you can't see that makes your car jump up and down, is what slows them down. It's not, and again, that street is first east west is very wide, and no one really parks there. So when people turn that street and go, I think they go through there. But anyway, I think the, because we have this north south corridor parallel to Western, you get Van Ness, you get Wilton Place, we just get a lot of traffic, and as a result, we get a lot of cutting around and cutting through. And so anything we can do to slow people down and show them there's a better, faster, more direct way to go is the way to do it. Slow them down.
Does anyone have any thoughts? And I know this came up
Yeah.
when we met with the council office about Waze and Google Maps, because I do think
Oh, they direct
that
them.
left from Beverly onto Ridgewood, never in a million years do I do it or like doing it. And every time I have some sort of navigation system, it always wants me to do it. So I
Yeah, I
feel
want
like that.
to suggest something.
Yes.
They have Ballard's on, it's called Romaine Street. If you go north on Wilton, there's these Ballard's to enter Romaine Street, and it really slows you down when you want to enter the street. If you could put that on Ridgewood
Romaine and what street?
and Wilton.
Oh, and Wilton.
Yeah, there's Ballard's entering. To enter the street, you have to really slow down to turn into Romaine, onto Romaine.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to take a picture of it, but it's not on the Google Maps. That's Google Maps. The picture's old.
Let me think.
But they have,
I'm trying to envision
and
it.
it says slow street. They have a sign, slow street, and they have like four Ballard's right in the middle, right? You know where the crosswalk is.
Yeah,
In
these
the
are
middle of
several of the streets in
Romaine?
of
Yeah, in
Neptune.
the middle of Romaine. So, like, if you're going on Wilton, if you want to turn onto Romaine, you have to really slow down. Because
Okay.
the cars, like, I live near Beverly. I'm like the third house from the corner. And, like, if I want to cross the street, there's cars, they come zipping like 50 miles an hour. Right when they turn, they speed up. So, like, a speed bump down the way wouldn't really help. I mean, a speed bump even in front of my house wouldn't help because they come in really fast from Beverly because they're darting
Got it.
traffic. And
Yes.
I've seen those bollards already.
Okay, I'm going to go take a look at those. Okay.
It's like a little traffic
All right.
circle there at the intersection. It's like four bollards. It also has a sign that says 15 miles an hour. So it does, it means when you make a turn, there's things in the middle, so you have to slow down so you can make the turn. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that might work at council too, council in
Yeah.
Wilton.
Yeah.
Council
Yeah.
in Wilton, I don't know if this helps us, but people try to cross to go to the library, and it's such a hazard there. There's no stops, and people, you see them running and standing in the middle turn lane waiting for another chance. And there are accidents at that corner regularly. If Amanda Cadet was on, like they have people in their front yard and cars. I hear them myself and run out there every, I don't know, it feels like every few months. So that could help there.
Yeah, that would be good. Okay, I like these new ideas with the traffic circle. Maybe make council one way or put bollards in the middle of council. Maybe they could do it on First Street as well. Yeah. So is there any other traffic concern besides this? We've talked a lot about our immediate things, but on you Wilton Placers
Well,
that we should be addressing.
yeah, because this call, Mary couldn't be on the call tonight. So I think what we'll do is we'll reach back out to you because we've been working with Rogelio and Carla. Actually, this goes back before with our old council person, and even before that. Really, ours came from like the death at Third Street and in the alignment of the intersection at Third heading northbound on Wilton Place, all the various demolished cars and drunk driving things we've had on the south part of Wilton Place. So we'll dovetail our efforts in. So what
Great.
we've managed to get done is we've had, like Van Ness, we've had the lower part of Wilton Place striped diagonally so that people don't think it's a five lane highway for a block. And
I did
also because
notice
our,
that.
and so because our block is so wide open, that's how the corkscrew at Wilton Place ends up with all the cars parked in people's front yards is because they speed until they hit the turn and then they, you know. So we're trying to calm traffic down here because we have lots of fast drivers heading northbound because of the alignment. When you make the turn off the hairpin onto Wilton Place South, people are generally going slower. When they're heading northbound, below Third Street, they're frustrated. They go through the weird 5-point intersection and they just build up speed. And then they suddenly are presented with a hairpin curve and they end up hitting a car on the right or the left or a car in front of them. So we've been working on trying to calm, slow traffic. So we are encouraged, and we heard recently that we could try to get speed humps on the lower part of
Yeah.
Wilton Place just to make people try to slow down. So yeah, we have old contacts, so we'll double back with you, Allison, and we'll join the
Great.
committee because I think what makes sense is that the DOT and the district and the GWNC realize that, you know, the city lost the lawsuit many years ago. This is not going to be a regional highway. And so they need to do everything they can to sort of move traffic back to the more major arterials like Western, which are really designed to handle the load. So,
I absolutely agree, and I think we all do.
yeah.
Those bollards in the center lane on South Wilton Place are amazing. I'm surprised they're still there. What, 2 months or so after they were installed, nobody's knocked them over, or have they been knocked over and replaced? But
Well, the thing is, the thing about the bollards is, you know, that all the emergency vehicles can drive through them, so they're knocked over. So that's the last thing of many years of trying to get things done is they arrived and placed those bollards when they first were trying to put them on the hairpin curve, and they came down and put them just south of the intersection. And I think they've improved it to a degree, but you know, what we have down here is that because we've had so many cars totaled, most of us on the east side of the street, which is where all the accidents happen, is we don't put our cars on the street. So we talked about buying a tank and just parking a tank. So But anyway, the striping and those plastic cones, because people use the center lane, which is really for emergency vehicles or people getting into their driveway, they use it as the center lane. And if you, I don't see people speed up that center lane, because you come through Third Street, you're really making a second, you're making a left at Second Street, and you're looking at a straight stream car. So what you do is you move over to the center lane and you drive 45, 50 miles an hour up to the intersection to make your left. So they stripe the center, but people don't understand it. And we stripe the sides because they're really for parking, but they use it as the outside lane. So, and then eventually you run out of lanes. And so there's a, you run over a pedestrian or you end up in someone's front yard. So it's kind
You
of
go from
crazy.
five
They,
lanes to two.
yeah. So yeah, we'll dovetail our efforts with you guys, and because I think it'll be, because we know the same people, Rogelio and Carla in the district office, and then we also know all of our, we know some people in DOT, so we also have.
Are they answering you? Because Bob, right,
No.
you've sent some emails and then they just sort of gatekeep and they say go back to Rogelio.
Well, because they're trying to make us follow their process, and so I'm all for that, but then I also email Oliver from time to time and remind him, because in DOT, right, they have someone like him, an engineer, and then they have design people who tell you that things can't be done. And then here's what you have to do is tell them is, I know this can be done. So then you find examples. So they have put the bollards in the middle of the street. That is helpful, but I think there's more they can do to improve the safety between these major streets on Wilton as you head up and down. And that means, yeah, getting rid of cut-throughs and discouraging, you know, people from zigzagging through neighborhoods, because you're going to save 2 minutes when, you know.
I think it would be good to see some ballers down at Third as well, because I've had people passing me going south.
Well,
I've
so what we
go to
tried to
the
do, Thomas, this is Jim, when we were talking to Carla and Rogelio and Oliver at DOT, we didn't want to design it for him, but we said is the bollard should go at both ends and maybe the middle or in the middle. Because the middle would basically, when people got in, whether they were heading north or southbound, they would realize, oh, this actually isn't a lane. But instead they decided, and they never would explain to us why they picked the north end of the block to do it, but they did. And they have been hit, because I think we went out and smashed them back down. So, but yeah, we think it'd be important, because people also use the center lane to get down to the Third Street intersection.
I made the mistake of doing that once on Western. The ticket's over $500, just in case anyone thinks about doing that.
All right.
Okay, so this has been great. I think we got some new good ideas, which I think we should represent to the council office. And then James, we'll get you and Mary. We'll all just start communicating as a group. Oh, and then there was something I promised Brian I'd bring up, and someone else, Kathleen Mulligan, brought this up to me about the streetlight outages, which I don't know, James, on your and John, on your block, do you have streetlights out?
No, they're mostly around the Wilton Drive Island, the north one.
And Ridgewood, east side of Ridgewood, correct?
There's a couple going up Ridgewood on the east side. There's all of them going down Wilton Drive on the east side, and there's one in front of Kathleen Mulligan's house, and that is probably not copper theft. That's probably just a burned out light bulb, because
And
everything.
there were three out on First Street too, like First and Walton. Okay, on the First Street.
There's 15 of them, and when I was getting responses from the council office, which was several months ago, I sent them a map showing the location of each one that was out, and they stopped responding altogether.
Brian and Sheila have been very persistent with the council office in trying to get those streetlights fixed and encouraging everyone. I'm just letting everyone know please file a My 311 streetlight repair service request. They said the more we get, you know, makes the squeaky wheel. Just today, Brian got an email saying that we are on the repair list. I don't know how fast that's moving. I would like to see us at the top of that list. I don't know how big it is. But if there's any, it just the prostitution is out of control on First Street right now. It is, Bob, it's literally your backyard. So you know better than anyone. So this is something we need to all work with. And you don't have to have a street light out in front of your house to file a request. So please. Please do.
Yeah, and we get it on council too. Those streets with, you know, there's no house facing out, you get prostitution.
Yeah. And we paid for these lights. We paid a lot
lights.
Of money.
And the district office used their discretionary funds to fix all the lights basically up to our street and then stopped.
Yep.
Yep. So tells you where we fall on the priority list.
So I think the more we have a group like this and the collective power of the collective, right, they will start to listen.
Yes, absolutely. So I'll make some quick notes. I'll send them out to everyone. Well, we'll email them to the whole community, but I want to thank you all for coming tonight.
Okay.
I think it was a really productive conversation. All right.
Thank you for organizing and leading
us.
Thank
you, Allison.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for
You're
leading
welcome.
The charge.
Absolutely. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Night, everyone.